The arrival of another invasive species is bad news for honeybees. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
It's the first time this enemy of the honeybee has been spotted in the United States. Agricultural officials in Washington State have issued a pest alert and a warning about a possible infestation of the Asian giant hornet. The Asian giant hornet, with its yellow head, can be nearly 2 inches long, with a wingspan of 3 inches and a stinger that's about 6 millimeters long. The hornets feed on honeybees and can quickly destroy an entire hive. It's presumed these hornets were probably stowaways on a ship that crossed the Pacific. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And if jolly old St. Nick hasn't made it to your neighborhood, remember, you can track Santa through the North American Aerospace Defense Command as they're tracking him as he makes his Christmas Eve journey across the globe at NORADSanta.org. This is USARadio.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.